Chapter 140. Diary Entries. Diary April 18 through May 31, 1893. Wellington, New Zealand. Visit to Petone. The weather is cloudy and very mild. This place is reported to be a windy place usually, but there's no wind now. We're much pleased with our temporary home here. I have two excellent rooms, thoroughly furnished. Sister Tuxford has furnished the house with all necessary furniture. There are easy chairs in abundance and a good sofa, tables, and many things attractive. Sister Tuxford is the only one who is working and bearing the responsibilities, which are not light nor small, in this mission. She is a businesswoman and capable, pleasant, and active. We decided the best arrangements we can make are not to burden Elder Israel and his wife to care for us. We will hire Sister Brown to prepare our meals, and Sister Tuxford will take our meals with us, we furnishing all the table supplies. Then we will have just that which we choose to get. Emily will then be free from care of housework to write out the discourses she has been taking in shorthand and to give attention to her bookkeeping. This plan is considered to be wise. Willie and Sister Brown lodge in the house hired by Brother and Sister Israel, and we are well fixed here for at least 1 month. Now comes the taxing part of our work, preparing not only the American mail, which closes Thursday, but mail for Melbourne, which leaves every week. Wednesday, April 19, 1893. I arise early to engage in writing. We have many things we wish to communicate to several in America, but time is limited, and I can write but very little in the 3 days left us. Willie is preparing articles for which I furnish him a sketch of our travels and labors. There is much of his own writing that requires attention. Thursday, April 20, 1893. I have been taxed to the uttermost today, and am getting nervous, and yet I know not what else to do, for this preparation of letters seems to be essential. Oh, I will trust in the Lord for strength. Those letters will be published in the papers and save me writing personally to a large number. Friday, April 21, 1893. This day has been a day of great weariness to me because of the constant strain brought upon me in getting off essential writings. But the Lord will help me. He will strengthen me to do the work necessary to be done. Preparations are being made to go out 6 miles to Mentone on the Sabbath. Today the sun is shining, and it may be pleasant on the morrow. We have had no sun, but plenty of clouds like a thick blanket have shrouded the heavens, and we hail the sunshine with much joy. Saturday, April 22, 1893. Sabbath. Last night the stars shone like diamonds in the heavens, but this morning is cloudy and rainy. Elder Israel, WCW, and Sister Brown go to Mentone about 9 o'clock. Sister Tuxford, Sister Israel, and I go this afternoon, as soon as we shall take an early dinner. But rain, rain, rain is the order of the day. The hackman concluded we would not venture out. He sent a man to know if we intended to go. We said we would go, and soon we were on our way. Brother Simpson, who bears the responsibilities of the meetings when he is at home, said to Willie, "I do not think your mother will come." Willie said, "We will see. It would be an exceptional occurrence for my mother to fail to meet her appointments." When we drove up to the place of meeting, there were about 12 in all assembled. But when that carriage drove through the village, and it was known I had come, the house was well filled, and, which was best of all, we had the heavenly guest. The Lord gave me words to speak to the people. John 14. I was surprised myself at the words given me. Sunday, April 23, 1893. I arise early, 3:30, and get at work to prepare Melbourne mail, which I am told leaves Monday. Early in the morning, the mailbag is brought in, and we are so anxious to open it to see what our letters contain. But we will not do this until after our morning worship. Then the mailbag is opened, and there is a large number of papers, but no letters from Melbourne or from America. We concluded our mail had gone to Melbourne, and we must wait 2 weeks to get it back to New Zealand. Well, we will make the best of it and not feel sad 1 minute. At noon, we were cheered by the arrival of Brother and Sister Starr. We parted with them just 1 week ago at Palmerston. They remained to visit and find, by personal labor, how best to help the few believers in that place. They feel now a satisfaction in knowing that they have done all in their power that could be done for the time being. There ought to be decided, continuous meetings in that place, for the inhabitants have doubled since the meetings were held there 4 years ago by Brother Robert Hare. In the afternoon, near evening, we were happily disappointed in receiving quite a large stack of letters. WCW received a long communication of the conference doings from Elder Olson. I received two important letters from Elder Olson and Leroy Nicola, with a most thorough confession of the part he acted in Minneapolis. It is thorough, and I praise the Lord for the victory he has gained over the enemy who has held him 4 years from coming into the light. Oh, how hard it is to cure rebellion! How strong the deceiving power of Satan! Monday, April 24. I have passed many sleepless hours during the night. The good news from America kept me awake. Oh, how my heart rejoices in the fact that the Lord is working in behalf of His people. In the information in the long letter from Elder Olson, that the Lord by His Holy Spirit was working upon the hearts of those who have been in a large measure convinced of their true condition before God, yet have not humbled their hearts before to confess, the Spirit of the Lord moved them to the point at this conference. Elder Morrison, who has been so long president of the Iowa Conference, made a full confession. Madison Miller, who has been under the same deceiving power of the enemy, made his confession, and thus the Lord is indeed showing Himself merciful and of tender compassion to His children, who have not received the light He has given them, but have been walking and working in darkness. We devoted some time, Elders Starr, Israel, WCW, and myself, in reference to what can be done in Wellington. Trials have been made which have resulted in nothing tangible. As Canwright's books have been circulated here, a lying representation from this lying apostate has gone forth, and those who read his pretentious claims are deluded. If all the circumstances were known, then blind eyes might be opened. The great controversy has been widely circulated here in this country, and I am told the readers think much of the book. And now Mrs. White is on the ground, and the people will expect to hear her. If we make the effort, it will cost about $200. The rink can be secured. It will hold 1,000 people. The halls where theaters are held are not considered proper places. We decided on this occasion to go forward in the name of the Lord and risk something.